英语听力。
第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题，每段对话读两遍。
Text 1. My parents have never travelled outside of Canada, so I want to take them abroad.
I've been to China once. It was great.
Well, I've never been to China, but I've been to England many times, so I know all the places to go. I think that's a better choice. My parents have never travelled outside of Canada, so I want to take them abroad.
I've been to China once. It was great.
Well, I've never been to China.But I've been to England many times, so I know all the places to go. I think that's a better choice.
Text 2. Steve, the grass needs cutting, and there's plenty of smelly rubbish to throw away in the garden.
We can do the grass later.We do need to ensure the air is clean before Bob and Mary come around for dinner tonight.
Steve, the grass needs cutting, and there's plenty of smelly rubbish to throw away in the garden.
We can do the grass later. We do need to ensure the air is clean before Bob and Mary come around for dinner tonight.Text 3. My kids watch too much TV. I always try to have them do their homework before dinner, but they watch TV instead.
My kids never help me do the dishes. I can't even get them to clean up their own rooms.
My kids watch too much TV. I always try to have them do their homework before dinner, but they watch TV instead.
My kids never help me do the dishes. I can't even get them to clean up their own rooms.Text 4. Good morning, Shortcut Hair.
Hello. I wonder if you have time for me to come in today?
I have time at about 11:30 this morning and at 3:30 this afternoon.
I don't have time in the morning, so I'll meet you in the afternoon.
Good morning, Shortcut Hair.
Hello. I wonder if you have time for me to come in today?
I have time at about 11:30 this morning.And at 3:30 this afternoon.
I don't have time in the morning, so I'll meet you in the afternoon.
Text 5. Wow, this place is great. I'm surprised they have so many clothes. Why is it called an outlet?
Sometimes a clothes company makes too many of one item.So they send them here to let them out.
Wow, this place is great. I'm surprised they have so many clothes. Why is it called an outlet?
Sometimes a clothes company makes too many of one item, so they send them here to let them out.
第二节，听下面五段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听下面一段对话，回答第六和第七两个小题。
Text 6. Hi, Jeremy. I heard you'll be working overseas.
Yes, the company is sending me to Paris. I'll be responsible for the international marketing department. It's a higher position, so I'm nervous.
You will do a good job. I don't think I'm going anywhere for 2 or 3 more years.
You never know. Let our manager know what you want, at least. Good luck.
Hi, Jeremy. I heard you'll be working overseas.
Yes, the company is sending me to Paris. I'll be responsible for the international marketing department. It's a higher position, so I'm nervous.
You will do a good job. I don't think I'm going anywhere for 2 or 3 more years.
You never know. Let our manager know what you want, at least. Good luck.
Text 7. Stephen Fitch's The Call was truly magic.
I thought you went to see a comedy.
That's what they claim it is. It's a play about a young boy growing up in Texas who dreams of becoming a musician. He saves up enough money to go to Los Angeles, where he hopes to achieve his dream. I told you it was tragic because not only have I lost 2 hours of my life, but Daniel Winston, one of my favourite actors, fell short of my expectations. Stephen Fitch's The Call was truly magic.
I thought you went to see a comedy.
That's what they claim it is. It's a play about a young boy growing up in Texas who dreams of becoming a musician. He saves up enough money to go to Los Angeles, where he hopes to achieve his dream. I told you it was tragic because not only have I lost 2 hours of my life, but Daniel Winston, one of my favourite actors, fell short of my expectations. Text 8. John, do you know where the school cafe is? Jenny asked me seconds ago, but I don't know where it is.
It's on the 5th floor of Building C. Does Jenny want to go there? Then she can come with me. I'm on my way there now. By the way, what about you? Aren't you having lunch?
Not in the cafe. I brought my lunch today. Besides, I don't like cafe food. I doubt that the food in the cafe is okay.
What do you mean? The food is okay. Besides, how can you say that if you've never been there before?
Well, I don't know. I got food poisoning during junior high in a cafe. Ever since then, I just don't go.
Oh, yeah? Then you should come with me someday. A lot of things have changed.
John, do you know where the school cafe is? Jenny asked me seconds ago, but I don't know where it is.
It's on the 5th floor of Building C. Does Jenny want to go there? Then she can come with me. I'm on my way there now. By the way, what about you? Aren't you having lunch?
Not in the cafe. I brought my lunch today. Besides, I don't like cafe food. I doubt that the food in the cafe is okay.
What do you mean? The food is okay? Besides, how can you say that if you've never been there before?
Well, I don't know. I got food poisoning during junior high in a cafe. Ever since then, I just don't go.
Oh, yeah? Then you should come with me someday. A lot of things have changed.
Text 9. Excuse me, sir, do you have a moment? I'm doing a survey about transport facilities.
Well, I suppose so.
Thank you. How often do you use public transport?
There's the library in the town centre where I go for reading on Wednesday and Thursday, and I do the shopping downtown once on the weekend.
Are there any problems with the routes you take?
Well, it seems that the bus fare goes up every couple of months, but now I don't have to wait for too long. I remember when you couldn't be sure when the 501 would turn up.
We're thinking of setting up a new park and ride project. The idea is that people stop at a large car park on the edge of the town and a special bus service takes them directly into the town centre. Two locations are being considered for the car park. One is the area around Upton and the other is the Riverside area. Which would you prefer?
Well, the former is logical from one point of view, because there are more and more tourists coming that way. There might be a problem, though, with it being a long way from the centre. As for the latter, there will be more jobs locally. However, the building work is going to be bad news for the clean air and water there.
Excuse me, sir, do you have a moment? I'm doing a survey about transport facilities.
Well, I suppose so.
Thank you. How often do you use public transport?
There's the library in the town centre where I go for reading on Wednesday and Thursday, and I do the shopping downtown once on the weekend.
Are there any problems with the routes you take?
Well, it seems that the bus fare goes up every couple of months, but now I don't have to wait for too long. I remember when you couldn't be sure when the 501 would turn up.
We're thinking of setting up a new park and ride project. The idea is that people stop at a large car park on the edge of the town, and a special bus service takes them directly into the town centre. Two locations are being considered for the car park. One is the area around Upton, and the other is the Riverside area. Which would you prefer?
Well, the former is logical from one point of view, because there are more and more tourists coming that way. There might be a problem, though, with it being a long way from the centre. As for the latter, there will be more jobs locally. However, the building work is going to be bad news for the clean air and water there.
Text 10. Hi, I'm Amy Harris. I'm a music producer, though honestly, if I'd had the talent, I would have loved to be a singer. But it is important to get some kind of qualification. I started with a business management course at college because I thought it might be useful, but I changed to music technology so I could learn to read music and understand all aspects of audio equipment. I was not expecting to study sounds and how they enhance each other, but that proved to be invaluable. After college, I joined a production company. Once you have working knowledge, you can aim higher up the ladder. Regardless of whether you're hoping to perform, produce, or DJ, you have to be good. Young people are often misled by unconditional support from friends and family. So if you're only average, give up now and save yourself the disappointment. Even if you're really enthusiastic, you'll have to keep a practical outlook on the future job, because the competition will be incredibly intense. Create a website and design an image. That will set you apart from the crowd. The successes and failures largely depend on marketing. Many start with social networking. It's not hard to bring fans together and help you spread the word. Hi, I'm Amy Harris. I'm a music producer, though honestly, if I'd had the talent, I would have loved to be a singer. But it is important to get some kind of qualification. I started with a business management course at college because I thought it might be useful, but I changed to music technology so I could learn to read music and understand all aspects of audio equipment. I was not expecting to study sounds and how they enhance each other, but that proved to be invaluable. After college, I joined a production company. Once you have working knowledge, you can aim higher up the ladder. Regardless of whether you're hoping to perform, produce, or DJ, you have to be good. Young people are often misled by unconditional support from friends and family. So if you're only average, give up now and save yourself the disappointment. Even if you're really enthusiastic, you'll have to keep a practical outlook on the future job because the competition will be incredibly intense. Create a website and design an image. That will set you apart from the crowd. The successes and failures largely depend on marketing. Many start with social networking. It's not hard to bring fans together and help you spread the word.